preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Yeah, Judy, we did this last week, too.
Seems like I was just here a week ago.
Unbelievable. It's Animal Radio, America's number one pet talk. You make us that way. I'll tell you, a show today beyond any other show. It's our Pocket Pet Special. We do this yearly, talking about the smaller animals. Also, joining us for that, I don't know what you'd call him. I don't know what his title is. I'm just going to call him Enigma. Mark Marone joins us.
Woo-hoo!
And as the summer giveaway ramps up, we're adding more prizes to the grand prize. And all the details come your way in moments. Now, what happened to the dogs in the Titanic?
Huh?
Ray Ann Cumulos, she's going to be exploring that today. There were dogs.
Well, you don't hear too much about that.
You find out all the details today. Tammy Grimes, week two of chaining herself to a doghouse to bring attention to all the dogs that are chained up. Also, animal communicator Joy Turner joins us. And if you want to speak to her, well, you know those numbers.
Hi, Animal Radio. Who's this?
Hi, it's Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
You have a question for us.
I do indeed. I just was curious to know how.
Where are you calling from? Are you calling from England?
I'm actually calling from America.
From America?
Yeah.
Are you? Do you live here in America?
Yes, I do.
Okay, where?
In Virginia.
In Virginia. Where in Virginia?
In Charlottesville.
I understand there's a very good school there.
There is?
I tell you, you don't go to college.
You mean UVA?
Yes,
University.
Yes.
University. I'm sorry. I thought you just meant local schools. No. Yes, there is.
Okay. Now that we got that cleared up, what's your problem? You have a dog, right?
Well, I have a dog, but I have a question about cats coming into my yard and digging up the garden and whatnot. How do you deal with that?
Not a lot you can do. Unfortunately, I wish people wouldn't let their cats roam free.
Yeah,
I think
they do in this neighborhood all the time.
Yeah, it's not good for the cats. I don't think people should do that. But some of the things that you can do, use just regular cayenne pepper.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can put that around your garden if you want to keep them out of your garden.
Like the rose bushes and whatnot.
Yeah, that or even citrus peels. Save your citrus peels and put it around the garden and stuff, and that'll help keep it out.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's probably a pretty commonplace there in Virginia, huh? People letting their cats just roam around.
Oh, they do. Cats and dogs.
Do you have a big problem, a stray problem? Stray animals?
No, we don't. I haven't seen any that look like they're strays. They all belong somewhere, have little tags on them.
Uh-huh. People are just letting them loose and come in and out and stuff. That's not good for the cats, especially if you're out in a rural area. There's so many other dangers out there for them.
I know, like all the foxes.
Do you have foxes in your area?
I don't know. It was the first thing that came into my head. Okay.
Okay.
That was my question.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hold on one second.
Oops.
Oh, wait. Who's that?
That's my talking dog.
Is there a cat in your yard?
No, the blinds are closed. He actually has... I could have sworn that he said mama the other day.
What's your dog's name?
Cabo.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Okay, Cabo. We'll load Cabo down with a doggy package.
Oh, well, thank you. He gets a lot of those these days. I don't know why. Thank you.
Hold on a second. 1-866-405-8405. It's Animal Radio.
Hey, this is Cesar Milan. When I'm not doing the dog whisper, I'm listening to Animal Radio. Stay balanced.
Hi, Mark.
Greetings.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This following gentleman, no stranger to Animal Radio, and no stranger to anybody who does a pet talk show. This is the pet talk show hosts. This is what we watch or we listen to when we have a chance. Mark Marone, you have, a television...
My goodness, too many kind words for me.
I have so many questions that I got to ask you. This new TV show on...
That's called Pet Keeping.
Yes.
I just love that.
Thank you.
And I got to ask you that you have all these animals around you at one time from ferrets.
Well, they're all my pets, though.
Are they really there, or is this trick photography?
No. Those are really my pets. My three dogs and my guinea pigs and my rabbits and my ferrets and everything else.
And they all get along.
Well, because they're in my house together all the time, too.
Wow.
I got to tell you, that's what I was most amazed about, is I just sit there and I watch all these animals just interact. It was trick photography,
but
I thought.
But, you know, realistically speaking, the same thing happens in your house. Okay, you'll be watching TV, there'll be a cat sleeping on the chair, there'll be a dog chewing his bone on the floor, there'll be a parrot in the corner in his cage, and a tank of tropical fish. You know, the whole nine yards there, too. It's just not it's my show is more voluminous.
You also have a pet store, too, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's what we got
to
do.
I really wanted to have a zoo, but I couldn't afford that, so that was the next best thing.
I, of course, wanted to be around pets all the time, and now I'm in a studio, and I see four cats all the time, which is great, but...
We want more.
I needed more. I really wanted to have a zoo, because the only problem with pet stores, you got to buy and sell the animals as if they were loaves of bread.
Yeah.
But that's actually how I learned so much about animals, is all the experience that I gained by getting them and selling them and helping people.
Well, today is our big Pocket Pets special.
Pocket Pets. I love Pocket Pets.
And that's why we called you. What comprises a pocket pet?
Well, it's just a silly little word. I mean, you don't go around carrying animals in your pocket, but technically a hamster or a gerbil or a rat, cheerfully fit in your pocket, hence the name Pocket Pet. It sounds a lot better than saying rodent.
Yes.
Well, I had a rat as a youngster, and it was my favorite little... It was a great starter pet, because it taught me really how to take care of animals. Would you suggest it as a starter pet?
Well, that's what it's nice. You know, when mothers think, I want to get... You know, they can't keep... I mean, I don't begrudge a mother for not wanting to get a child a dog. Better they don't want to get it than they get it and they have to get rid of it, you know?
Sure, because it's a lot of work.
Real busy these days. Okay, but they want to get a hermit crab or fish or something like that. And I like those animals, too, but I'm weird. You know, your average kid needs to have a lot more than just sitting there watching a hermit crab.
Right.
You know, so the nice thing about a hamster or a rat or a mouse or a gerbil is that it's got two eyes, it's got, two hands, it's got two legs, two ears. You know, it looks at you, it can respond to you. So, therefore, that the child can react to it more, relate to it better.
And are they lower maintenance?
They're much lower maintenance than any reptile, amphibian, or fish could ever be. I mean, if you have a hamster or a rat, you can clean the cage once a week, a handful of rodent food every day. If the water bottle's full, you can ignore it that day. If you have a reptile or an amphibian, those animals are incredibly high maintenance. And the kids can't play with them like they can't interact with them like they can with the pocket pets. I mean, all those neat, cool toys for hamsters, like those cars and things like that, that keeps the child's interest in it.
Uh-huh.
Kids got so much to keep them busy today with all these computer things. My son's got more toys now than I ever had in my life, and he's only 8 years old.
And they don't require the full-time attention like a cat or a dog would.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about it. But also, it's interactive, okay? And it can respond to a name. So now it's no longer, I got to clean the turtle's cage. Now it's Hammy's cage needs to be clean. Once the animal becomes an individual, then it's no longer an animal in a cage, but that becomes a pet now.
What's your favorite pocket pet, Mark?
I have to say a rat.
You do? And why is that?
When I was a kid, we lived in an urban area, and there was an empty lot around the corner. A bunch of kids were there killing rats they were finding under boards.
Yeah.
And I after it was all over, I went there, and I found one little baby. He was a sewer rat, and I took him home, and I named him Rufus. And I raised him with an eyedropper, and he was the best pet. We lived in a stucco house, and at night, in the summertime, I'd leave my window open like 6 inches, and I'd leave Rufus's cage open, and he would climb out of his cage, climb down the two stories to the stucco, do whatever rats do at night in the street, and then climb back up again into the bedroom, and then like Peter Pan, and go into his cage back in the morning.
Wow.
Now, of course, there is no spaying and neutering of pocket pets back then, huh?
No. So I'm sure, even though Rufus only lived about 3 or 4 years, I'm sure the city of Long Beach in New York has Rufus's descendants to this day.
Well, so now do we need to spay and neuter our hamster or gerbils?
It's really not that much of an issue. I mean, the lifespan is very short, and the other fact that hamsters, you're only going to buy one anyway. Hamsters are solitary animals.
Are they? I thought most people got two. I thought they liked the company of others.
No, hamsters are solitary animals. You don't like two gerbils. Gerbils are actually monogamous.
Oh.
And you'll have a dominant breeding pair, plus their offspring from previous litters all help with to take care of the new offspring. But you don't have to let them get a male and a female. If you get two same-sex siblings, mm-hmm. then they'll get along together just fine. So if you have two children and you want to have two animals in one cage, then two gerbils will be fine. And two rats would be fine, too. But hamsters, as a general rule, you know, the Syrian hamsters, the ones that we call teddy bear hamsters, the golden hamsters, they prefer to be kept singly.
I didn't know that.
That's interesting. What about rabbits? Are they even considered
rabbits
pocket
are very,
pets?
Very, very high maintenance.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Are they?
Yeah, rabbits and guinea pigs are very, very high maintenance. So, I mean, in certain respects, a rabbit can be more maintenance than a small dog trained to use wee-wee pads.
Okay. And they will use the house. They'll go around the house.
Oh, rabbit! Yeah, that's the other thing. Rabbits really don't do well as cage pets. They can be, they can be trained to at least stay in like a puppy playpen with a litter box and such. But they're much. It's not so much that they're more high maintenance than a dog would be, but they're more high maintenance than most people realize when they get the idea of having a rabbit.
Uh-huh.
So once the honeymoon period is over, then those rabbits end up homeless, and there's lots of homeless bunnies.
They sure
yes.
are.
Yes, we've seen them at the
shelters. It's not the bunny's fault. If the people had chosen to get a hamster or a gerbil or a rat at the get-go, then, everyone would be happy.
Yeah, and they have to be spayed or neutered,
Yeah, rabbits really
too.
Should be spayed and neutered also. Like I said, rabbits are much more high maintenance pet than any of the smaller animals would be.
Mm-hmm.
How long do these animals live?
That's the only problem. They don't live very long.
Mm.
The max would be 4 years. Although I've seen a couple of rats go 6 years, but you figure 3 to 4 years on all of them.
So be prepared to have a talk with your child within the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm just preparing. I'm just trying to get it ahead of the game here. Okay, you have a great website, and I want to tell people about it. It's actually your own website, markmorone.com, which is spelled MarkMorone.
That's me.
That's you. And tell us about the show. Where can we pick up the show?
Well, if you go to petkeeping.com and you go to Station Guide, they'll show exactly what channel I'm on in your neck of the woods. I'm also on a cable channel. It's called it's a video on demand channel. They call that MagRack.
Okay.
Not every cable provider has it. But if you do have it, it's called MagRack, and it's on a video demand channel. And I'm on 24 hours a day on that.
Oh, you got to love that.
Yeah, so if you do get the MagRack channel, and they call that the Pet Shop with Mark Maron. You click onto that, and you see me there with all my friends, and I've done shows on Pocket Pets there, too.
You're awesome. We hope to have you on very soon again.
Hey, just call me.
Oh, looks like you caught me peeking in your bathroom closet. Hi, I'm Bee Humane, star of Bee Humane Goes Shopping. Perhaps you've heard of me. You've got a lot of stuff that was tested on animals. Shampoo, cleaner, mascara. Did you know that some of these companies still test their products on animals? Throw this stuff out. You see, you have a choice when buying your household and cosmetic products. You can make a difference for animals by only buying cruelty-free products. What? How do you know these products are cruelty-free? Request a free compassionate shopping guide from AAVS. To know which companies are cruelty-free, just call 1-800-SAY-AAVS or visit www.aavs.org and look for my movie, Be Humane, Go Shopping. Don't forget, 1-800-SAY-AAVS or visit www.aavs.org.
Well, you've heard us talking about Get Serious, the pet stain odor and pheromone extractor for several months now, and how easily it removes carpet stains left from cat vomit. Now I want to talk to you about a problem dog owners face. It's called remarking. If your dog remarks, you might have thought about banishing him from the house, or worse, taking him to the shelter. You use other cleaners, but your dog keeps going back to the same spot. Don't blame your pet because you used a product that didn't get the job done. End the problem with Get Serious. Pheromones, they're something you can't smell. They draw them back to the same spot. Get Serious is the only product that totally extracts the pheromone so your pets won't be attracted back to remark. Get Serious is recommended by rescue groups and veterinarians. And Get Serious keeps pets in homes and out of shelters. You can find Get Serious at PetSmart and in fine pet stores all over. Visit their website at GetSeriousProducts.com. Again, that's GetSeriousProducts.com.
Your cat deserves world's best cat litter. A new breed of cat litter with a level of performance that makes it worthy of the name world's best. Made from whole kernel corn, it binds odors naturally, resulting in superior odor control without the use of perfumes. It is truly flushable, clumpable, scoopable, biodegradable, and septic safe. You just scoop it and flush it. It's ideal for use in self-cleaning litter boxes. It is also veterinarian recommended and safe for kittens of all ages. Ask for world's best cat litter at your grocery store, PetSmart, Petco, and anywhere fine pet supplies are sold.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Joey Turner, if you want to talk to your pet 1-866-405-8405. Animal Radio is brought to you by the American Anti-Vivisection Society. Your common everyday purchases can make a difference for the animals. Get your free compassionate shopping guide by calling the American Anti-Vivisection Society 1-800-SAY-AAVS.
Animal Radio is also brought to you by BioSpot, a premium flea and tick control product for dogs and cats. You can use BioSpot on your pets, in your house, and even in your car. BioSpot is available at your local pet store or visit www.biospot.com.
Unchain my heart, baby, let me be. Cause you don't care, well, please set me free.
Hi, Tammy.
Hey, Hal. How are you?
Doing well. For those of you just tuning in, don't know where Tammy is, you're chained up somewhere in mid-Pennsylvania with, last time we checked in, you had 15 contestants with you, all chained up to win a Chevrolet and to bring a little bit of awareness to the plight of dogs being chained to trees and being chained up, which is just not the way to live at all. Tammy, how are you doing? You've been out there how many weeks now? A little over a week?
We're almost here 2 weeks.
Almost two weeks, okay. And how are they hanging out?
Well, we're down to two. We started elimination rounds on Tuesday, I believe it was, or Monday.
I'm sorry, I believe I was yapping over you. You said you're down to two?
Yeah, we're down to two contestants now.
Oh, wow.
We started eliminating on Tuesday or Monday. I can't remember which one it was. And we eliminated one per day. So today will be the final elimination. And then tomorrow the new car will be awarded.
Wow.
Now, you said you're eliminating. Did anybody drop out voluntarily?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had one kid who dropped out after 3 hours because he couldn't smoke. So, and then we had a girl
Let's see. Let me think about this. Chevrolet cigarette. Chevrolet cigarette. Okay. Tell me, first of all, who are the two diehards?
Okay. We have Asia Gilman. She's 18 years old. She's from Illinois. Pinckneyville, Illinois. So she has been... To me, she's been the dark horse because from the start, she was like, that car is not very nice and it's not worth my time. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, she'll be gone soon, you know, but she has really hung in there. She's been very surprising. She's a strong, strong young woman. And then the other one, we have our youngest contestant and our oldest contestant is Don McKendry. He's local to me. He's from about 20 minutes from here, and he actually has a chained dog at his house.
Wow.
So he has had a total epiphany, and the things that he writes in his journal have just been amazing.
Hmm.
He writes, you know, there's nothing has ever been harder in my life to do than this.
Now, do you think he's going to go home and unchain his dog?
Absolutely. 100%, and I'm hoping he'll let us come film it, too. But here's what he wrote in his journal. I have been and done a lot of difficult things in my life, but being chained to a doghouse has got to be the roughest. Stripped of human communication ability sure puts things into proper perspective. Let's unchain our dogs.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very, very powerful. Tammy, thanks so much for what you're doing. We will check in with you and find out how this all ends, okay?
Great, thank you.
Set me free.
Is Animal Radio Network.
Voice of the Animal is brought to you by xfleas.com, your internet solution for flea control and heartworm prevention. Don't waste your time on over-the-counter flea control products. xfleas.com carries all major brands. Visit www.xfleas.com. The cure is out there.
Welcome to Voice of the Animal. The vessel was the largest and most luxurious ever built. 2,200 people booked passage on her maiden voyage west across the Atlantic, and many of those passengers had with them their dogs. Among the distinctive appointments on this grand floating palace was a statue of Artemis, ancient Greek goddess of the wild and protector of animals. Prominently displayed on the mantle in the first-class lounge, the statue of Artemis meant the dogs on board the Titanic had a special goddess looking after them. As the Titanic set sail from Southampton, England on April 12, 1912, the dogs were a highly visible part of the voyage. Both the dogs and people on Titanic had impressive pedigrees. There was a champion French bulldog named Gamon de Paycombe and an Airedale named Kitty who belonged to the John Jacob Astors. While most of the dogs stayed in shiny, brand-new kennels, newlywed Helen Bishop insisted that she keep her tiny dog Frou-Frou with her in their first-class suite. The promenade deck of the Titanic might not have been so different from a stroll down Fifth Avenue or Rodeo Drive today. As a French artist on board noted, many of the obnoxious and ostentatious American women carry tiny dogs around with them and lead their husbands about like pet lambs. Every day, a crew member would take the dogs for a stroll about the ship. This canine parade became quite an event. 7-year-old survivor Eva Hart was so enchanted with the presence of the regal Gamon de Paycombe that she spent the rest of her life surrounded by French bulldogs. In fact, the passengers enjoyed the dogs so much that an informal dog show was scheduled for Monday, April 15th. But as we know, that show would never take place. When the Titanic struck the iceberg late Sunday evening on April 14th, more than 1,500 people lost their lives, and so did all but two of the dogs. A Pomeranian and a Pekingese named Sun Yat-sen were lucky enough to accompany their people, Margaret Hayes and Henry Sleeper Harper of Harper Publishing, on one of the first lifeboats. Although Frou-Frou was with Helen Bishop in their cabin, Helen chose to leave her beloved dog on the ship when it became clear there were not enough lifeboats for all the passengers. And in a heartbreaking account, Helen described how, as she left her cabin for the last time, Frou-Frou, not wanting to be left behind, grabbed the hem of Helen's dress, tearing it. As Titanic sank into the icy Atlantic, a Mr. Norris found himself treading water to stay afloat next to the French bulldog, Gamon de Paycombe. Later, safely aboard the Carpathia, Mr. Norris thought he had imagined the bulldog in the water, until another rescued passenger explained that after the lifeboats were gone, he had made his way to the kennels and released all of the dogs to spare them the horror of drowning in locked cages. In 1986, among the wreckage of the Titanic strewn across the ocean floor, was found the statue of the goddess Artemis. The protector of animals had accompanied her beloved dogs from the Titanic into the waiting arms of Poseidon, god of the sea. Visit us on the World Wide Web at voiceoftheanimal.org. For Voice of the Animal, this is Rayanne Cumulos.
We join our team investigating a mysterious malady afflicting beloved pets.
Dr. Boulder, what is it?
Strange, Sally. These cats and dogs, they're scratching everywhere.
What could be causing this, Boulder?
Upon closer inspection, I found these...
Encephalitis felis, the common flea?
Yes, millions of them.
No worry, these pets are saved. XFleas.com specializes in flea and heartworm prevention. That's www.xfleas.com. The cure is out there.
I wanted to tell you about the summer giveaway. We haven't had a chance to talk about it very much so far because time has limited us. But like last year, it is just getting to the point that we can't ignore it anymore, okay? It's huge.
It's crowding me out over here.
Well, and what she's talking about is we have the prizes all gathered in a corner over here, right there. See, this is radio. It's theater of the mind. You actually can see it on the webcam by going to animalradio.com and select the link that says watch the grand prize giveaway package grow. And it is big, and as if you know, last year it got pretty big there too.
Yes.
Samsung camcorder last year was, I believe, the top of the prizes. This year, Scoop Free has put together one of their automatic litter boxes. Actually, they put together three of them for three lucky winners. It's a revolutionary breakthrough litter box. You can leave alone for up to 30 days. Imagine not having to touch a litter or handle waste for a whole month. Load it, leave it, love it, they say. And you can check it out at scoopfree.com. By the way, we have a couple of those in the studio, and they work very, very well. We love them. That could be yours as part of the summer giveaway. What do you have over there?
Well, I have the Drinkwell Aqua Garden. It's a hydroponic cat grass garden. And if you already have the original Drinkwell fountain, this attaches right to it. You don't have to go out and buy it.
We have the whole fountain, though. Is that correct?
Yes, it does.
Not just the attachment.
No, we all have the whole thing. It's all together. And what you do is you put this seed pod in the water, and the constant circulation causes the grass seeds to germinate and grow within just a few days. And the grass treats become available to the pet as soon as it grows out of the seed pod.
So they have grass as well as fresh water flowing. So it's great for their health.
Win-win situation.
It really is.
Yes, and that's you can view that at www.petfountain.com.
And, of course, all the prizes, as I mentioned, at animalradio.com. There's a webcam. You can see them all up there. From PetMate, the very kennel. This kennel was designed for the safety of its occupants, built from high-impact material, which seemingly lasts longer than some of the older plastics that crack or break under duress. It's offered in lots of sizes, medium, intermediate, large, extra large, and colors to match your house in clay, denim, brushed nickel, and black, and available at PetMate.com and, of course, in the summer giveaway.
And one of my favorites, it's a year supply, not just a couple months, but a year supply of Blue Dog Bakery treats. They're premium, natural, low-fat dog treats. They're sold coast-to-coast in grocery stores, natural food stores, and pet stores. These low-fat, natural treats come in peanut butter, natural cheese, grilled chicken, bacon, and cheese flavors. They're made with all natural ingredients, so you and your dog can share the same bag of treats on a hike or road trip. Yes, you heard me right. You can eat them along with your dog.
Yes, it's that good.
And yes, they're all human grade, and they also come in several shapes and sizes.
And it's a one-year supply.
At www.bluedogbakery.com.
From Dogopolis, Kong Times, Doggy Daycare in a Box. Sometimes you have to leave your dog home alone. Wouldn't it be great if you could feel really good about leaving your dog alone? Now there's Kong Time. It's all-day entertainment for the home alone dog. Put dog food or a biscuit inside a Kong toy, and what do you have? Magic. Your dog will happily chew the Kong toy, trying to get out every last morsel. Check it out at dogopolis.com. Also, from Get Serious, and this is, I love this. This is a 10-year supply of Get Serious Stain and Odor Remover.
Wow.
We'll be delivering you crates of this stuff. And if you've heard it on Animal Radio, you know this is the only stuff that actually lifts pheromones out and prevents remarking. This is just part of the growing prize package, and you can see it all at animalradio.com. Now, you say, how can I qualify for this?
Yes, how do I do that?
You want to do it early and as many times as you can. And let me find the rules. They were over here somewhere. The official rules for the Animal Radio Summer Giveaway, which last year was actually called the No Name Giveaway. I'm glad that it has a name this year.
Yes.
There's many ways you can qualify. I'm going to give you two right now. You can actually put Animal Radio on your hold system or your, let's say you work at a groomer or a vet or a pet shop, play it inside your store.
Wow.
This will get you qualified. Just call us, tell us you're doing so. We'll check on you, okay? 1-866-405-8405, and that'll get you qualified. Also, as we did last year, and by popular demand, you can send us your old ink cartridges for recycling. And it's really simple. All you do is call us at 1-866-405-8405, and we actually send you a prepaid postage envelope. So you just drop your empty spent ink cartridges, all except Epson, as Judy says.
Yes, I was going to say, you took the words right out of my
mouth. I just wanted to see what you would do.
I was over here ready to jump in.
And you send those to us, and it's so easy because you don't have to address an envelope or pay for postage. Just call us. We'll send you the prepaid postage envelope, and you won't even get ink on your hands or anything like that. And for each cartridge you send us, you get qualified for the summer giveaway. So there's right there a couple of ways that you can get hooked up in the summer giveaway. As we learned today in the Pet Pocket special, even your rabbits must be spayed or neutered, because there's a lot of rabbits that are looking for homes at your local shelter. A lot of animals looking for homes at your local shelter. And before they'll let you adopt, usually they make sure it's spayed and neutered. If you got away with out spaying or neutering your animal, go to your doctor, go to your vet, get it done. It's so very important, not only for population control, but for health reasons.
Yes, there's many cancers that animals get, and if you spay or neuter, it reduces the threat of cancer.
And if you're looking for a certain type of breed, let's say you want a Chihuahua, you don't have to go to a breeder. In fact, I encourage you not to go to a breeder. Go to a breed rescue. These are animals that need homes that if you don't rescue them, they're going to be put to sleep. Adopt an animal, save a life, instead of creating a life through a breeder. It's a real simple concept. We hope you follow that. Also, if you do get a cat, a lot of people might encourage you to declaw. It's the worst thing you can do.
It's an amputation. Picture this, of having your fingers removed up to the first knuckle.
You don't want to have it done.
No.
There's so many other solutions to scratching issues at your home. In fact, you can call us at 1-866-405-8405. We'll hip you to a few, maybe even help you out, okay? First of all, get a scratching post. That's the most important.
Yes, and you can train your cat to use it.
We'll see you next week right here for more Animal Radio. Have a great week from all of us here at Animal Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.